McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Police in Quebec City, Canada say one man is in custody following a shooting at a mosque. Six people were killed, eight were wounded late Sunday in the shooting, which Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau condemned as, quoting now, a terrorist attack on Muslims.
Canadians will not be broken by this violence. Our sense of spirit and our sense of unity will only strengthen.
U.S. President Donald Trump called Mr. Trudeau on Monday to offer his condolences. President Trump took to Twitter Monday to say reports from Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly indicate all is going well in the implementation of his executive order on immigration. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. The White House says only a tiny fraction of those entering U.S. territory since Friday have been affected. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters Monday 109 people have so far been stopped from entering the United States out of 325,000 foreign nationals who have entered the country in a single 24-hour period since the ban was imposed.
The president's going to be very proactive with protecting this country. We're not going to wait till we get attacked and figure out how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. He's going to do everything in his power to stop every threat that we face in this country and every potential threat.
There was confusion among travelers over the weekend as officials scrambled to implement the order. Protesters took to the streets across America, and human rights groups are vowing to take legal action against it. President Trump says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. The nine-member court has been vacant one seat since the death last year of Antonin Scalia. He is considering several conservative judges for the appointment. This is VOA News. President Trump has signed an executive order cutting regulations on businesses. The president held a closed-door meeting at the White House with small business owners before the signing. He repeated his desire to cut business regulations by as much as 75% in order to make it easy as possible to open businesses in the United States. The White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Iran has conducted a ballistic missile test. He says the U.S. doesn't know the exact nature of the test and is studying the matter. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is condemning the test, calling it a violation of a United Nations resolution. Mr. Netanyahu said he would bring up a possible renewal of sanctions against Iran when he meets with President Trump at the White House February 15th. The British government has rejected calls for rescinding an invitation for President Trump to visit the country. Opposition to the visit arose after the president's recent order temporarily banning some immigration. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson told Parliament Monday that Mr. Trump's order is, in his words, divisive, discriminatory, and wrong. But he rebuffed calls to cancel Mr. Trump's visit.
The incoming president of our closest and most important ally should be accorded the honor of a state visit. That's supported by this government, and the invitation has been extended by Her Majesty the Queen quite properly.
Prime Minister Theresa May also said that the Trump visit to Britain would go forward. There are reports that as many as seven people were killed Monday in renewed violence in Ukraine's separatist eastern region. Fighting has increased over the last several days between government forces and Russian-backed rebels. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko urged German Chancellor Angela Merkel to step up economic sanctions on Russia. Mr. Poroshenko cut short a visit to Germany when the violence broke out. Belgium has sent airport bombing suspect Mohamed Abrini to France to face charges in connection with the 2015 Paris terrorist attacks. He was turned over to the French for a day to be indicted in the gun and bomb attacks that killed 130 people and wounded hundreds in November of 2015. Socialists in France have chosen former junior minister Benoît Hamon as their candidate for president, with the vote tally nearly complete. Results from Sunday's socialist primary runoff showed Hamon holding nearly 59% of the vote, easily beating his centrist rival Manuel Valls, who was a former prime minister. Analysts give the Socialist Party, weakened and divided by the widely unpopular presidency of François Hollande, little or no chance of moving past the first round of voting April 23rd. Early opinion polls indicate Hamon trails four others seeking the presidency. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of the